Your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right. I think we're good to go.
Yeah.
So, like we said, a lot going on in the world of hockey, especially with the New York Rangers. And we're New York guys. So, you know, we live in New York. You know, we are fans of other teams, but we I don't want to say we have our finger on the pulse of some of these New York teams. But living here, you know, you can't help but hear a lot of what's going on with New York teams, especially when stuff like this happens with the New York Rangers. So just give me your overall census on everything that happened over the past, like you said, like 48 hours of what's going on with the Rangers, with the Capitals, and the NHL in general, and how they handled this.
I thought the NHL handled this probably as poor as you could get, can handle it. I think the criticism that the Rangers threw at the NHL player safety department was completely 100% warranted. There was actually talk this morning on Sportsnet with Pierre LeBrun saying that he was thinking that once the dust settles, that the league was actually going to turn around and throw a huge fine at the Rangers for speaking out. You know, the last time a team spoke out was, I believe, on a suspension, whether it was for a player on their team or on the opposing team. I believe it was in the 2017 playoffs with the San Jose Sharks. I don't remember who the player was. But basically what happened, it was a player for them. They were fined $100,000, and I know how much Chris is adamant about how, you know, there's no such thing really as an original 16, but Pierre LeBrun,
that's true.
He made it clear that because the Rangers are original 16, I guess the expectations are higher for them and how they respect league officials. And the fact that they came out and called out a high-ranking member within the league and said what they said, they're actually going to get fined even higher, some might say, than $100,000.
If you watched the start of the Rangers game, well, right before the start of the Rangers game, Pierre McGuire, who, you know, the game was on NBC, even said he believes that Wilson should have got suspended.
Yeah.
You know, he was anticipating the Rangers retaliating, which of course they did, which we'll get into. But he thought the Rangers went technically above their pay grade in releasing that. And I think that's bogus. I think the Rangers handled it absolutely well. I think I wouldn't have done – I've never seen a team release a statement like that. I love – that was maybe the best statement released from a team I've ever read in my life, because I am tired of these beating around the bush and these canned answers of, you know, when you want to call somebody out but you can't. Why? Because there's a code? Well, guess who broke the code? Tom Wilson broke the code, and the NHL broke the code by not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
And let's face it, $5,000 is nothing. It's doing nothing about it. So I disagree with him fully that the Rangers shouldn't have released that statement or worded it differently. They worded it perfectly, in my opinion. And then, you know, the way that the game started, we're recording this now in the second period of that game. So, you know, we all watched the first period. And I got to say, I was a little bit surprised that the fights broke out on the initial puck drop.
Yeah,
I didn't think that was going to happen. I thought this was going to be all Wilson-centered. And whenever his first shift was out is when the gloves would come off. But the gloves came off early and often, 100 penalty minutes in the first period. Did it surprise you that they kind of all went at it the way that they did?
Yeah, I really thought, you know, this wasn't a Capitals-Rangers issue. This was just more so a Tom Wilson-Rangers issue. I'm surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised that they jumped on him immediately once he came on the ice. I'm actually more surprised that Washington elected to play him tonight. I really thought they were going to sit him We spoke. We kind of were texting back and forth throughout the day, and I was saying that was a possibility. I was also surprised there was talk, and you could also chalk this up to Rangers writer Larry Brooks, who likes to pretty much add fuel to the fire, whatever the chance he could get. There was talk that the Rangers were going to bring up Morgan Barron from the Hartford Wolfpack just for this game.
Now, I would have done it.
Yeah, and for those of you who are not familiar with the Rangers minor league system, Morgan Barron plays for Hartford. He's 6'4", 220 pounds, so he clearly wasn't being brought up to score goals tonight. No. But I, you know what? I think the way the Rangers responded to this, not only in tonight's game, but just with that statement, I think we need to see that more from teams. Now, obviously, we don't want teams on a daily basis criticizing the league. I mean, that's just a bad look. But something needs to change. When you preach player safety and you say you're going to be harsher on penalties, and then you turn around and give a guy who almost could have killed not one but two players and gets a $5,000 fine, even when he's a repeat offender, that's bogus. That's really what it comes down to. And the fact that, you know, I get that Peter Laviolette, the Capitals coach, was defending his guy, but you could have said something more than, well, you know, all I thought it was a scrum. Like, that was just probably the worst quote of the year. I guarantee you, if it was Connor McDavid or Sidney Crosby, we'd be talking about Tom Wilson possibly never playing an NHL game.
Oh, absolutely. We'd be lifetime suspension. Great. Yeah, yeah, you're 100% right. And this entire thing, the sad part about it is it could have been prevented. And this is all on the NHL. And the NHL has nobody to blame but themselves for this. And they will never come out and say that. But, you know, even if you just suspended Tom Wilson for one game, so he wasn't playing in this one, but doing absolutely nothing, you had to know this was going to happen. And it did right off the puck drop. And this is not, you know, this is a black eye. This is not good for the sport. Like we're sitting here and, you know, when you watch it, you know, people who are not hockey fans are watching this and they're doing one of two things. They're laughing their butts off about it because it's just fight after fight after fight. And, or you have the people who, you know, those people who maybe wanted to get into hockey. And, you know, if they're introduced to it this way and what's happened over the last 48 hours, they've already changed their mind on wanting to follow this sport. So it's nothing good is coming out of this, but I completely understand what the Rangers are doing and why they had to do it. Your star player, yeah, could have died on that ice if his head was another inch down. And then, you know, then what? Then this entire thing gets blown up. Yeah. So it's not how you want to grow the sport.
Yeah.
It's not.
And with the logic that the NHL is throwing at this situation, I fully expect them to come back and on Friday and completely find the pants off of the Rangers. I think we all know that's going to come for this line of brawl. Do you really think that the NHL is going to turn around on Friday after seeing what's happened tonight and maybe enact a harsher punishment? I don't think they could do that just per the rules of the Players Association. I don't think the union is going to even let that happen. But something needs to happen here.
I think what could happen is I really don't think much is going to happen after this. I think they're going to look at this as like the players took care of it on the ice. Nothing egregious happened in any of those fights that happened. So none of that is against you know, league rules. You just have a ton of penalty minutes in a game. That's not something you can fine anybody for, is a number of penalty minutes in a game. So I think this the NHL is just going to want to move on from this as quickly as possible, because if they do fine the Rangers, you've just extended the lunacy of this through the weekend. So I think I would hope that the NHL is looking at this saying, like, we really massively screwed this up. And to screw it up even more would be to fine the Rangers for any reason. So I think they'll just move on from it and say, like, oh, no, they took care of it on the ice, and that is what it is.
So. Yeah. So, but, and someone actually posed this question in the chat, which I'm going to throw to you, is how would you feel about this if this was Nathan MacKinnon?
Which part of it? If he was Panarin?
Yeah, if he was Panarin in this situation. I know if this was Stamkos or Kucherov, I'd be fuming right now.
It's the same thing. I mean, any league is built on its stars. And there is just, especially in hockey, there's kind of just that unwritten rule that you don't go after the stars if it's not warranted. Like, Nathan MacKinnon will scrum it up with guys. Like, he won't sit back and just let fights happen. He mixes it up. So if he wants to do that, then he's fair game. And he did it not that long ago. Sam Girard got a stick shoved into his skates right as he was going into the boards. Very dangerous play. MacKinnon was trailing that play, and he didn't hesitate. He went right after the guy.
Yeah.
So if that turned into, you know, him almost smacking his head on the ice, you don't want to see that happen to anybody. But, you know, he instigated that fight. Panarin, you know, Wilson, he's one of the biggest guys in the league. And you have to know, like, who is this little ant trying to fight me right now? Oh, it's Panarin. Okay, just let me use one hand to keep him away from me. And to throw him down to the ice like that was ridiculous.
I was under the impression once your helmet's off, that player's off.
Then exactly that too. 100% right.
I kind of threw this idea out on my show, is that if I'm any team going into the playoffs, whether you're the Penguins or, you know, even for the Lightning, if these two teams cross paths, I would be very nervous for when Tom Wilson is, because, you know, he got carried away the other night. What's going to happen next time he gets carried away again? And how is the league going to respond? And because we saw what happened. And I'm not saying that Tom Wilson is going to go out there just trying to snatch bodies, but I still think that to a certain extent, a player sees this and he's like, okay, what else can I get away with?
100%. 100%. Like, you have enabled guys like Wilson to do what they do, and maybe even more so.
Right.
And that is the scary part of this entire thing, is because you didn't come down on them at all. So now the guys that maybe don't take it to the level that Wilson does
will take it. Yeah,
maybe they're saying, like, I can amp it up a little bit, and, you know, they'll take $5,000 out of my pocket. I can deal with that. It's all around. It's bad. Alan says Marty McSorley got criminal charges. Absolutely. Yeah, so, all right, let's hear from a couple of our sponsors today. By the way, we are on Locker Room for this episode. I didn't mention that at the top, so we do have some people going on in the chat. We'll get some of those guys in, hopefully, in the last segment, if they have anything to say on this. But we are going to hear from – who are we going to hear from first? I think we have our new sponsor in Wealthfront. If you are a investing guy, which I know my man Adam Denker is, he invests in Tesla. Dude, right?
Yeah, I am Tesla. That's how much stock I own.
He started Tesla. You guys don't know that about him. But investing, it can be complicated. But whether you are a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized for you in just minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences that you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. For the average client, their tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 0.25% advisory fee. Best of all, it is automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. To get your first $5,000 managed for free, like I said, you go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/lockedonNHL to start growing your savings today. All right, so continuing with the New York Rangers, as if what was going on prior to today's game wasn't bad enough. James Dolan, in his infinite wisdom, decided to move on from team president John Davidson and team GM Jeff Gordon, which, I mean, if you're in the know with the NHL, nobody saw this coming at all. And this is, I think, in 50 years from now, when we're looking back at the James Dolan era of sports, I don't know what's going to be on like his Mount Rushmore of idiotic moves. This is definitely one of them. I don't get this. I don't understand this. You know, if you want to get a full breakdown on it, definitely go check out Locked On Rangers with John Jick, who does a fantastic job on that show. Mm-hmm. He was accepting of the New York Rangers rebuild not 3 years ago. And if you ask me, they are right on schedule.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little bit ahead, not by much, but they were there. They were pushing for a playoff spot, and it kind of fell apart towards the end. But I think you would have to look at this and say, like, okay, this was a positive step forward. That's what we're doing. For some reason, James Dolan thinks you need to go from 0 to 100, within a year, and he gets rid of one of the most popular figures in Rangers history with John Davidson and Jeff Gordon, who is widely considered, a fine GM. He's not doing anything wrong. What has he done that's done wrong in the amount of time that he's been there, between draft picks, between trades, between anything? What's he really done wrong? This makes absolutely no sense, but when you say it's James Dolan who made it, it makes all the sense in the world.
The only logical explanation, and I was just as surprised as everyone was when this was announced, the only logical explanation that I could possibly think of, and if Mr. Dolan is listening, please do not ban me from the garden. I do not games. But
your name's not Charles Oakley, I think
you'd
be okay.
Yes, good. All I have to do is dress up as Patrick Ewing and they won't recognize me. So the only explanation I can think of that would make sense is that Dolan was in full rebuild mode with these Rangers, and then out of nowhere, and I'm not trying, I don't want to really cross the streams here. If you want to listen more about this, go ahead on Locked On NBA or Locked On Knicks. I really think it has to do with the success of the Knicks this season. I think maybe I think he sees what's going on there and how fast they got things back on track. And now he's looking at the Rangers. He's like, why?
Wait a minute. The Rangers or the Knicks did not get things back on track quickly.
Well, within the when I say back on track, I mean a lot faster than usual. And I mean 10, 15 years between, things being
okay.
Successful.
Right. But go ahead.
Yeah, but I that's the only way I could think people could look at this and for it to make really actual sense. I think this is going to be I'm kind of worried for the Rangers to see who he brings in. At this point, I could see he brings in Isaiah Thomas just to give his buddy a job. But enough knocking on James Dolan before he actually legitimately bans me. I don't think this is a good decision. I think you're losing two great hockey minds and in the middle of a rebuild. You have a ton of young talent. I mean, unless James Dolan was expecting the Rangers to be in on the Taylor Hall conversation this season, I don't really know what or he was expecting them to win the Cup, which, come on, let's face it, that wasn't not at all a realistic thing that was going to happen. So it doesn't make sense, but that's the only way we could look at it is for those reasons.
He sent a letter out to his fans saying, we are rebuilding. We need to rebuild this thing.
So what is
in the course of that time frame, like, you are progressing along the way that a rebuild goes. You are now a team that can compete. You know, if you were, since you wrote that letter, if you were bottom feeders every year, fine. I completely get that. But you've made good draft picks. You've made good trades. You're not in cap hell.
You have one of the best players in the league.
Exactly. You traded for him. Like that, I don't. None of it makes sense to me, other than James Dolan has no idea what he's doing. But I read the statement that they put out. This is where I really think it boils down to, and this is how shallow of a man James Dolan is. There was a quote from the statement that he released. You know, the BS statement of, you know, thank them for their service, and we just need to move in a different direction, and blah blah blah. But in there, because we already know that Chris Drury has taken over for both of these positions. So they fire two guys that are doing a great job and put one guy in who has, well, he has experience, but on the AHL level at a GM position, which is Chris Drury. So he says in this statement, Chris is a very sought after executive and strong leader who has proven himself to be one of the top young minds in hockey. I genuinely believe he did not want to lose Chris Drury to another team, because he is. Chris Drury is a hot commodity when it comes to an executive role. So rather than figuring out a way for him to coexist with Davidson and Gorton, he fires the guys that have been around for a little while and thinks he can slide in a guy that everybody wants, and now he can say, you didn't get him. I held on to him. I honestly think that is the motivating factor behind this. Because that's James Dolan to a T.
Well, I mean, it's no secret that Chris Drury was being groomed for one of these positions. If that's the reason why, I mean, maybe you're forcing a guy into a position that he's not 100% ready for. And I could see the first thing going in the offseason is him trying to make a big splash with a move, whether it's free agent signing or a trade. And I mean, we've seen that in any sport where that 100% of the time backfires. So, and you could trade yourself into a situation where we're talking maybe Chris Drury tries to make a big move and he trades away some draft picks. And then that could go ahead to haunt the Rangers for a couple of years or so, or at least put back their rebuild time. You know what? I'm not going to come out here and say it was a bad move until I see what Chris Drury does. I just don't like it was at the expense of two other, you know, very good front office employees who are 100% going to get a job anywhere else in the league.
Absolutely. And the timing of it makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's just, and I think, and Alan brings up Messier in the chat, but I don't know if you heard the Messier interview with Michael Kay.
I did not.
Go and listen to that, man. That is pretty telling. Like, he, for the fight with Wilson, kind of blames the Rangers for not having a team that could stand up to him. It's almost like he's positioning himself to come back to the Rangers in some capacity.
He's going
to
come back out of retirement and play. He's going to be the captain that they've been waiting to name.
Well, then, like, you know, that's not going to happen, clearly, but he might want some position and some front office thing, or they're saying maybe even their head coach is in danger now, but Chris Drury is a guy that pushed for him to get hired. It's so weird. Like,
that'd be such a Dolan thing to do, to hire a former player who has zero front office experience or coaching experience and just throw him into a role like that.
And if you did it, you got Drury, and if you give Messier some position, like, now you have two guys running the show that took the positions from two guys who knew what they were doing. You're not saying that they can't succeed, but you have a lot to prove, because this team was heading in the right direction. If you make some boneheaded moves, they could go right back down to the basement pretty quickly. So that's scary. It's just strange that the Knicks are, like I said, the Knicks are the most stable team in New York right now, which is bizarre. All right, so let's hear from rockauto.com and Bet Online, and then we'll get to our last segment, bring some listeners in if they want to join us, and then I got another bone to pick with the NHL and a suspension that they did hand down amazingly. But rockauto.com, it's the family business, serving online parts, customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps to motor oil and even new carpet, whether it's for your classic or daily driver. Get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications, prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck, right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us section, so they know that we sent you to them. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. That is rockauto.com. Also brought to you by betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Did you put any scratch down on the Derby?
I did not, but I was rooting for, I believe it was Brooklyn, whatever the horse was with Brooklyn.
With Brooklyn in it?
Okay. And then, of course, the joke in the family text was that he got stuck at the Verrazano trying to make his way to the racetrack because he was pretty much a non-factor once the race started.
Was he? Yeah. I was a little heavy on the bourbon. It was like bourbon at midnight or something like that. I don't know what it was, but I go purely based on names, which is the worst thing to do. But especially if the horse is named after a whiskey, I think he was drinking a little bit of it before the Derby. So he did not look good. but you can bet on all of your action, no matter the sport, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, even UFC and MMA. Head over to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device and check out all of the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the games as the teams prep for their playoff runs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so if anybody in the chat room wants to come on, please feel free. I wanted to bring up and Kyle's coming in here in a second. Let me get to Kyle first, and then I'll bring up something that really infuriated me coming out of the NHL, as if things haven't infuriated me enough over the last year. But Kyle, what's going on, my friend?
What a night to be a hockey fan.
Is it so?
This has been an absolute gong show. On the heels of us going to ESPN and TNT, the NHL craps the bed and makes an absolute mockery of the game on national television.
It's not a bad point.
I mean, Kyle's 100% right. This is a bad look for the team. We spoke about it earlier that this puts eyes on the game, but not in the way that I think front office executives who just signed a $1 billion deal with broadcasting rights involved would have wanted it to go. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is good for the person that's just getting into it. That's, you know, then again, you're going to have false expectations once the playoffs start because you're not going to see anything like that, possibly. But yeah, Kyle's 100% right.
Do you think, I mean, kind of like we were talking about earlier, Kyle, do you feel like this is enabling other people? Or do you have to see how the aftermath of what happened with the Rangers and the Capitals last night, how that plays out, how the NHL handles that? If they handle it in the, like we were saying, like the mode of, well, it's over and done with. They squashed it. Or if they come and, like Adam was saying, if they come and for some reason want to fine the Rangers, like, do you think this is over between these two teams, or is this now going to expand out to other guys around the league who know that they can get away with this stuff?
Well, see, what this is the NHL being caught in doublespeak, which has been a theme throughout this season. The NHL has told us, you don't have, we're limiting fighting, we're pretty much just outlawing that part of the game because we're doing a good job at policing things for you. You don't have to police the game on the ice, no longer needing goons or enforcers, that we got your back. And then when Shane Gothis Bear and McDonald, they have a hit like this, it's 2-game suspensions. And Tom Wilson, who's only known for his quote-unquote grit and playing on the edge, he commits a penalty like this, goes after the whistle, after someone, only gets $5,000, what Nate McKinnon got for throwing a helmet. And so this is just opening the can of worms where tonight the Rangers were taking up for themselves. They did not – they're in the process of a rebuild, and now they lost their front office. Pretty similar to what's going on in Buffalo. Losing a front office is hard to rebuild that way. And now they're going right back to the old school, taking up and policing for themselves and making a statement on the ice when the NHL is so buttoned up about making a statement where it should have been made. This is cut and dry. There should be no – we shouldn't have to be talking about Tom Wilson is playing tonight. He should have been suspended just like everyone else because, unlike everybody else, he has a track record, I mean, as long as like a Reader's Digest.
You're 100% right, Kyle. You're 100% right. And you know, I that's what I was going to bring up was Shane Gossesphere. Is his boarding penalty, which was ugly. It was bad. It got him a 2-game suspension. And if you watch, I love watching those videos that the NHL releases when, you know, someone gets a suspension and they kind of go through why suspension. Those are great. But the thing that sticks out to you like a sore thumb on that video of Shane Gossesphere is the part where they say he has no history. And I smacked my head up against a wall. I'm like, is that like, are they really selling? They're selling that. They're selling that he has no history, and they're still giving him a 2-game suspension. And the dude that does this on the regular,
yeah,
gets a $5,000 fine. This is a comedy. This is a comedy. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. Yeah. I want to get Alan. Alan wants to come in here and say something. So, Alan, what do you got?
Well, I think they just don't want to suspend him indefinitely. From what I hear, he'd pretty much be at that point. And I don't think they want to do it. And in regards to if they're done with the Rangers, it seems like they're putting something out a day that's just accelerated his foolishness even more. So maybe tomorrow they're going to fine him that $100,000 fine. They'll save that for tomorrow. Especially now with all the fighting that they did tonight just to cover their own butts.
Do you think that can happen, Adam? Do you think that there's a repercussion on the NHL side saying, like, they won't come out and say, like, oops, we screwed up, but you think that there's more fines for whatever reason? Or are they just afraid to suspend him for an excessive amount of time?
I don't know why they would be afraid to suspend him unless someone in that office owes Tom Wilson a tremendous amount of money. But I would –
yeah.
I don't think that they're going to come out and change their punishment. I don't think the players' union, regardless if Tom Wilson's on the right side or wrong side of this, I don't think the players' union is going to allow that to happen. I think they're going to come out and knock down whatever punishment the league tries to add on to his already $5,000 fine. But saying punishing a guy and saying, well, they don't, depending on what their history is, I think is one of the most foolish things I've ever heard of. I mean, even if you just want to go off of what he's done alone this season, he got suspended for 7 games for hitting Brandon Carlo.
Yeah.
And that hit is really nasty within itself. And so if you're just, it's like we stated before and like we've been saying this entire show, I mean, you're just asking for him to do something that is going to be completely unforgivable. I mean, I really want them to come out with a video to that whole issue from the other night to where they explain why he didn't deserve, you know, a suspension. This, well, he turned Panarin's head only 135 yeah. degrees to the left. It's ridiculous.
But the part where, you know, on Gossespierre's video where it's like, he has no history of this, on Wilson's, it would be, he has a history of this, and therefore, we're giving him a $5,000 fine. I want the NHL to release a video like that and say it out loud. Say the quiet part out loud. Because you will sound even more ridiculous than you look right now.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Yeah, and yeah, after the 7-game suspension, you've gone backwards. You have gone backwards on a person. You are fining him. He did something egregious enough for you to fine him. But you've gone backwards on his suspension.
And Artemi Panarin is one of the best players in the league right now. And if you're not going to protect him, I mean, if I'm one of the stars in the NHL right now, I'm kind of looking at the NHL like, so what's going to happen when I get targeted, whether it's Tom Wilson or somebody else?
Yep. I don't know. I don't know what that is, Alan, but that is creepy and weird at the same time in that chat room. But, all right. I mean, where do we go from here? You know what can fix all this? You know what will fix all this? Playoff hockey. So that is right around the corner. And I hate talking about this stuff. I mean, it's easy, you know, content that we get for shows like this, but I would rather talk about, you know, the exciting things and what's going on with hockey and not idiots like Wilson that acts like a fool when he's in a penalty box. It's just, I hate it. So that's going to be it for today, everybody. Thank you to the guys in the locker room. It's appreciated. I think we're going to do this every Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're going to do the locker room shows instead of the, what do we have before? Just the mailbag shows?
But yeah, we just had mailbag.
This
yeah.
is more, who wants to come in? Oh, nobody wants to come in. All right. So that'll be our Wednesday night shows for the Thursday release. And that'll be it. So where can they find Mr. Adam Denker on the interwebs?
Yeah, everybody, playoffs are right around the corner. Definitely go ahead and give us a follow at Locked On Lightning at @LO_Lightning on Twitter, as well as @Locked_Lightning. If you want to hear me completely rant after a Lightning's loss, definitely want to go there. Chris has been a witness to that, so he knows exactly what that's like.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, definitely have the probably the Panthers, I would say. It's probably a sure thing unless something happens, because the Hurricanes did lose last night, so the Lightning still sort of have a chance to get that first place spot, believe it or not.
Okay. All
right. Exciting things happening for your Avalanche as well.
Yeah. Which, you know, in 10 minutes now, Alex Newhook is going to be taking the ice for the first time, so we got to wrap this baby up. So
well, there we go.
Yes, Alan agrees. So. But you can follow me and my show at @LOPN_Avalanche on Twitter and Locked On Avalanche on Instagram as well. That's going to be it. And maybe next week we can get to some on the ice hockey talk.
Yeah.
Not about fighting goons.
Yeah, hopefully we're previewing playoffs instead of more ridiculous talk.
Exactly. So thanks everybody tuning in the locker room and tuning in whenever you are tuning in, wherever. It's always appreciated. We'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
All right. Have a good one.